Round by round, the cable unfurls from the huge drum in the cargo hold of the ship. It is then led over the deck towards the stern, from where it drops down towards the seabed, which at the start of the journey is not very far below. Yet with every mile they travel towards Newfoundland, the sea gets deeper and the part of the cable left dangling freely in the water gets ever longer. It also becomes heavier, so that two factors amount central.
The steep drop from the Irish coast into the vast ocean depths has been overcome.
From the onshore station at Ballinskellig's Bay, Werner Siemens follows the progress of the vessel. He's in contact with the ship via the cable and receives several short messages per day on the progress of their work, as well as a regular...
November the 9th, midnight. East, northwest gale. At 7, we received cable faulty. We tied up a buoy. Heavy gale, cut end and insulate. 1 hour after this was done, no more communication. Our resistance now 13,000. Letter to follow. November the 9th, 11 a.m. For the last half hour, sudden deflection, but no ship resistance. Now 4,870. Must fear cable broke on buoy. November the 11th, 4 p.m. Nothing new from cable.
Although the messages sound bad enough, it's hard to imagine the actual drama unfolding on board the Faraday as the hours progress. Once a fault has been registered, the cable has to be hauled onto the deck and tied to a buoy, since it's too stormy to repair it straight away. This buoy, about 6 meters in height and 4 meters in diameter, is strong enough to hold the cable. At the same time, as the ship drifts around on the open sea, the buoy remains well within sight.
After being positioned and connected to the cable, the buoy's chain gets entangled in the ship's propeller. The Faraday is tossed around by the raging seas, unable to maneuver, while the waves smash the buoy repeatedly against the side of the ship, putting vessel and crew in grave danger.
All this occurs in the dead of night. Like all ships at the time, the Faraday has no electric light. The electricity generated on board is intended only for the cable. So, in total darkness, the crew of the swaying, rolling vessel have to somehow untangle the chain from the propeller. When suddenly, the buoy springs a leak and sinks, pulling the cable down with it. The Faraday has been tacking back and forth for 14 days without any result. The coal reserves are so depleted that they will have to return to England, leaving the lost cablehead somewhere in the depths. It's not looking good for the Direct United States Cable Company. And their shares are losing value again.